Hello?
I can speak to Mrs. Cleland, please.
This is Mrs. Cleland.
Hi, Agnes. My name's Michael. I'm one of the senior investigators at MMA Legal.
All right.
In your Scottish redress case, Agnes?
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Have you got a couple of minutes to have a chat with me, Agnes, or would it be
no,
waiting to call
her? I've got a couple of minutes just now.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, Agnes, my job here is to familiarise myself with you and also your case. What we then do, Agnes, is we'll write to all the relevant authorities. That'll be the local authority at Credo, or where Credo is situated.
Uh-huh.
Get as much information from you as possible, i.e., any medical history that relates to your time or the trauma you suffered at your time in care. And just basically just get to know you, Agnes, and get to know your case. Is that okay?
Okay.
Fantastic. I just need to let you know, Agnes, that all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. You can also go back to this call if needs be at any point throughout the process.
Okay.
So, Agnes, obviously I'm sorry that I have to speak to you. I'm sorry that you've obviously been through what you've been through as a child. The only care setting I have here is a Credo Children's Home from 1958.
Oh, right. That would probably be right.
Yeah. Did you spend any time in any other care settings, Agnes?
No, I think it was just that one.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to ask you, quite some personal questions, Agnes. And if you don't feel like you want to answer, just let me know.
Okay.
There's no issues. From the trauma that you suffered in care, have you had any sort of lasting medical issues, like depression, alcohol abuse, any sort of substance abuses?
No, not really anything like that, because I was so young, just really, silly things, like, I can't stand porridge, and because they were force-fed it.
Yeah, and, that must be trauma in itself from the home of porridge.
I know. Oh, I hate porridge. I really hate it. And then just sort of I remember being sat in a row on potty, and you just get made to sit down. It's just basic wee things that stick in my head.
Okay. And there's nothing. Abuse can be interpreted in multiple formats, whether that's making you do stuff you didn't want to do, not allowing you to do, the normal, everyday, humane things. So nothing's too, insignificant, shall I say. Everything has a significance. Was there any sort of police involvement at all?
No, I don't think so, no. I was born in 1955.
Yeah.
So I was only, three?
Okay.
So I can't really remember.
Okay.
So much.
Yeah, no problem.
Just that I didn't like the people anyway.
Yeah. What I'll do, Agnes, and what my team does is we will write to the local authorities.
Uh-huh.
And it may bring up some names. And what I'll do is, obviously, this is your story. This is your journey. I will give you and present you all that information. And that may kick up some memories that we can go over at a later date.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was
so young. It's just things like that stuck in my head. The reason I just can't stand porridge, I can't even stand making it.
No.
It was pink potties, and I just can't stand pink potties.
Okay.
And plastic bibs.
Plastic bibs.
Just things like that. And I just remember I didn't like the people.
Yeah.
I remember we were crying, mate, we were, not just me, the other kids were crying all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because we just hated it.
Yeah, of course.
Because we're only babies ourselves, geez.
No, of course. It must have been very traumatic for you and the other kids.
I know, forced to do things like you didn't understand, if you know what I mean.
Of course. Okay, let's just take a note of that. Okay, so there's no lasting medical issues, is there? There's no depression or something like that? Because I would have wrote to your GP, you see.
No.
Okay.
I was so young, like.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. It doesn't matter if you were in care a day ago, 70, 80 years ago, it doesn't matter. You were in care, they failed you in care.
Another thing I just remembered. I remember all the cots being in a row and everybody getting put in the cot.
Cots being in a row.
And didn't get a choice, you just get put in it.
Yeah.
And I remember a lot of crying, me and the other kids.
Yeah, well, you must have been terrifying for them, wasn't it? Away from the parents.
I know.
Away from what they thought was safety. And what you thought was safety.
Yeah.
Okay. So the process is, Agnes, I'll write to the relevant authorities.
Uh-huh.
Gather as much information as I possibly can for you.
Uh-huh.
I'll speak to you throughout your journey, so I will handle this case now throughout the journey. It's not quick, Agnes. The Scottish Government.
Yeah. Probably the people who worked in the place have passed away by now lately.
Yeah. No, that's fine. There will be a record of you in care. And there will be, you know, maybe some sort of explanation as to A, why you were in care, and B, who the people were that were looking after you. So I will, obviously, I'll make you aware of all that information, and you can have your whatever records I get. What we'll do is once we've got all... What type of dog have you got?
A Yorkie with three legs.
Oh, God. So what we'll do, Agnes, is we'll gather all that info. I will come back to you when I have it. We will go over your statement to make sure that we haven't lost, haven't missed anything out.
Uh-huh.
If there's anybody close to you, any of your, you know, your friends that can, you know, like a witness statement, if you like, to say that you have been impacted by this, whether that be your husband or your you know,
my husband passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Agnes. I'm sorry for your loss.
And it's only really good. I've got one brother in New Zealand, but
yeah.
I don't think he was put in care because he's older than me. And my younger brother passed away, so.
Well, again, I'm sorry. Sorry.
And then I've no got any like parents or all my aunties and everything are all. Away, passed away as well. So
okay.
I've not really got anybody that would
say
anything.
Okay. Yeah, look, it helps. It's not a stipulation. Like I said, my job is just to try and get as much info as we possibly can. Before, just to let you know, we've registered your claim with Scottish Redress. We haven't submitted your claim. What we do here at MMA Legal is we'll try and gather as much information as we can before we finally submit your claims to Scottish Redress. And the reason we do that is to maximise your claim value.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let me just make a note of your, what's a better word, you won't have any sort of witness statement.
No, because I'm the only one in my family that.
Look, I've got
a brother who's in New Zealand, and I don't think he was in care because he was older.
Yeah, okay.
And my younger brother, I don't know if he was in care because he passed away. But my mother, always said that I was in care anyway. But
he says you wasn't in care?
No, she says I was in care. But okay. I don't know if my brothers were in care or no, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, so what I'll do, Agnes, is I'll give you a call each month. The technical term is to update you, but it's really just a, you know, I'll check in.
If I'm still alive.
Yeah, well, I'll check in, have a chat with you, see if we can pick up any more information. And then I will, once I have all the info or the information, I will then I'll then submit everything we have to Scottish Redress. Just obviously that's where we're going to go, Agnes. I just need to explain to you, just because of the sensitivity of this case and this claims, like, I do need to just run through, you know, how you got to this point with MMA and the funding options that are available to you. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, so there's a couple of ways, or three ways in particular, that you can apply for a claim through Scottish Redress. The first one is you could have done this yourself. That means you would have filled out all the application forms yourself.
No, I wouldn't have done it.
No, that's totally fine. The second way is there's law firms in Scotland and in England that proceed in what's called the Scottish Government Legal Advice Scheme. And the Scottish Government or the Scottish Redress Scheme will pay them a fixed £2,000 fee. And what they do for that is they will help you apply. The third scheme, which is the scheme that you've entered into, is, which obviously you're not bound to, is we've entered into what's called a private conditional fee agreement with yourself.
Uh-huh.
What we do for that is we'll gather as much information. We won't take the £2,000 from the Scottish Government. We've got skin in your game, if you like. We'll gather as much information as we can so we can maximise your claim value. Our fees will cap out and you will never ever pay more than 20% inclusive of VAT of any claim value you get.
Yeah.
So it's capped. Now, if we have spent less time on your fee, on your case, we will only charge you for what we've spent on your case. You are in a genuine no-win, no-fee agreement. So it won't cost you any money, Agnes, whether you win, lose, or, if you lose. Or if they don't pay you out, you've been through enough trauma. We're not about to put more trauma onto you by demanding money from a case that we haven't won for you.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's fine, uh-huh.
Are you happy to continue with us, Agnes?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just check if I need anything else from you. What I will need, Agnes, in the future is some beneficiary details. Now, that's not me going to go and give them a call. It's in case anything happens to you mid-process.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We can pay them or the Scottish Government can pay them your redress. I don't need them now. But I will, if you can just have a little think of that for me until next time. And let me know, Agnes, at any point, if you're uncomfortable talking to me as a male, I can get one of my female colleagues to have a chat with you also.
No, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Agnes? Is
there anything
you don't understand?
No, it's just, well, only what I can remember, that's all I've told you.
Okay.
And if I remember anything else, but
yeah.
I don't think I will.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But look, there's no pressure. We'll...
Uh-huh.
Me and you are going to walk through this process together. So, in the meantime, if you can think of anything, then great. If you can't, don't worry. The likelihood is the complaint that we put in about your care setting, Craig. The likelihood is there's other people that have put complaints in as well.
Where was that place?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I can find out for you.
My mother moved to, from Perth to...
From Perth?
From actually Glengowrie it was in Perth, two like local just outside Glasgow. So I wasn't sure whether it would be this end near Glasgow end.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. So it was 12 Newark Drive, Pollock Shields, Glasgow.
Oh, Glasgow then, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I wasn't sure, like, where... I knew that it was when my mother and father split up.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll be writing to Lanarkshire and the Glasgow councils to get your information.
All right.
Okay. Agnes, it was lovely speaking to you today. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Agnes. Good luck.
Bye.
I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Agnes. Bye now.